This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Jay has tornadoes blowing through Tornado Alley, if you will, where she is in Tennessee. Victoria is under the weather. So here we are, Jen, with a focus on our listeners. Hi to Steve Galinsky and Peter Noble and Andy Gladding, Ralph Anderson, Ricky Armstrong, Matt Cuddy. Hello, people who have gone to the DJV show Facebook page and have seen the pictures of the farm. You see the picture of the tractor every year.
I did.
Now, for the last
awesome.
4 or 5 years. We've had a tractor decorated with lights for Christmas. So it's the beginning of the official Christmas season on the farm. We have a wonderful little country store there, and the lady who runs it is such a sweetheart. She has such great things. And her husband every year takes that. There must be 1,000 lights on that. But is it, remember when Bob Dole, what was it? 1,000 points of light. Remember
a thousand
that?
1,000 points of light. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So we have that on the farm. So you can check it out. Officially lit up the night over the weekend. So you can see. It's actually quite a nice picture. It's sort of, I've been blessed by having some really nice pictures. When I was in Hawaii last week, some of the pictures that I sent back of sunrise and sunset, the traditional thing, but being on the bridge that Indiana Jones swayed back and forth on in one of the movies, and, you know, seeing so much stuff there. It's really the photographic memory, and I don't mean that to reference one's, you know, some people have photographic memories, but the photographs that you have in your memory, the pictures, like that picture of the tractor on the farm just at dusk with the lights on in the barn, and I think it's just a really, I look at that picture and I think to myself, I almost pinch myself that I'm lucky enough to be able to have had that farm in my family and been able to save it. It's still a labor.
Plus, it's a Farmall tractor, love. So it's the right
that
color.
Is a Farmall. That's right. Yeah. It's a Farmall M, yes. The original tractor. When I was a kid working on the farm, those were the tractors. So I've been able to procure a number of them for fun. We actually used a couple of them on the farm for work on the farm, but then there were a couple of decorators. I put one at the end of my driveway at the house just for fun, one at the end of the driveway at the farm. That's cool. So I guess I feel like saying Merry Christmas to people.
Yeah,
I do.
Time.
Feel it. It is. Yeah, exactly. As a matter of fact, one of the listeners who responded, Derek Buckham, says, Doug, let the Christmas countdown begin. So we're having a Christmas countdown. And as a matter of fact, as I look at the calendar and think how many days, we have like 20 days, or less than 3 weeks to Christmas. You got everything's done, shopping, all the things you wanted to get for people?
I did a lot of wrapping yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Wrapping. Uh-huh. Do you just wrap or do you do other things? Do you have people over? Are you talking about things with folks? Are you watching television? What are you doing while you're wrapping?
Well, I watched some Hallmark movies. And I wrapped, and that's my jam.
Yeah, there are a lot of movies new, not just on Hallmark this year, but there are a ton of movies. I usually watch ION Television because I like some of the reruns of some of the shows that are there, and they are loaded up too. And you can't turn on a regular network anymore and expect to see your favorite show because it's all Christmas. Either new movies or the retreads that get played every year, that I guess are a part of Christmas, aren't they, in a sense? They all are.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. We feel like we need to have that. So we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Although I must tell you, the music is getting old. The music, come on with some variety. Can we get some, we all know the songs we like to listen to, but can we get some different people singing them? Other than the Mariah Carey song and Jose Feliciano.
You know, I still have not heard that song.
Haven't you?
Not
well, I was
on the
listening
radio.
To Coast mm-hmm. when I was in Los Angeles last week, and a lot of and here I listened over the weekend to the two Christmas stations, one in Boston, one in Worcester, and they have pretty much the same mix of the same 400 or 500 songs. But it's time to to help the audience get through the boredom of listening to the same ones. Again, the standards, do you hear what I hear? You know, those, you don't mess with those. There are probably a couple of dozen of those, but then there are the traditional Christmas songs, not carols, but songs that are upbeat and fun. You know, Winter Wonderland is an Andy Williams staple, but there are a lot of other different versions of it that are really kind of cool. So anyway, we should have maybe people suggest, that's an idea. You can go to our social media page. Jay's going to be happy about this. Twitter, Instagram at DJV Show, or Facebook.com/DJV Show. Tell us what version, what your favorite Christmas tune is, and who does the best version in your opinion. All right? Is that fair?
I like that. Yeah.
Okay, good.
What's yours?
My favorite song?
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I remember as a disc jockey when I was much younger, playing the Bing Crosby, Do You Hear What I Hear version. I think I like that.
Christmas is just, anything is good on that album.
Yeah. Well, there are a couple of specials that PBS has been playing now. They've dusted off an old Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby special that they're playing, and there's a Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin special that is older than the... Good, but it's kind of, yeah, just it encapsulates who the two of them were in their friendship. Kind of fun to watch a little bit. I get tired of seeing the movies, so I don't pay much attention. I always like seeing Jimmy Stewart a little bit at Christmas time. But other than that, I want to have something new. Maybe it's the new What We'll Remember About This Christmas. I'll remember it as the first Christmas for Jasper. Miles, last night, we have our traditional Sunday night. We usually talk two or three times during the week, but he always likes to talk to me on Sunday night. So last night, he calls and has all kinds of things that he's working on, and he says, "Gramps! Gramps!" Like that's the way he starts the call. "Gramps! Gramps! I have something very special for you." Then he gets really serious, and he takes the phone from his mother, and he flips the phone around so it's not him, it's on something in the room. And he goes just far enough, and he says, I have something very special for you for Christmas, but you can't see it. So he moves the camera just to the point where whatever it is that he's working on, I guess, and that's the end of the story.
That's cute.
It's a wonderful time of year, and can we put some of the stuff away, although, you know, when you get right down to the bottom line here, the things that people are talking about, one of them is inflation as it applies to Christmas time, which paying for things, there are fewer specials by far this year because, frankly, the retail people are trying to take advantage. I guess it is advantage. People want to spend money because last year they couldn't, and the stores didn't do particularly well last year, so this year there's there are fewer, you know, the advertising will make you think that there are big deals, and maybe there are some here and there, but for the most part, there aren't big deals like there were last year. At least that's my reconnaissance. And that's because inflation is here. We have, because of COVID, and you can thank the Chinese government again for this, the third fastest rate of inflation in the history of the records being kept. Rising prices are not the only problem. We have them here, excuse me, but they're all around the country. A lot of countries that are members of this group, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, there are 46 countries in that, they have had pretty much around the world, inflation rates have been very low over the past, 10, 15 years? What do you think? Has it been 15, maybe 20 years even?
I think my life, for the most part of it.
Right. Inflation has been 2-3 points a year. Now that COVID has taken hold, the inflation rate's going up 6% this year, looks like. Maybe, let's just take Thanksgiving as an example. Okay? Thanksgiving as an example. What you paid for your meal was 19% more this year than it was last year, on average. Sharp rise in inflation in food across the board. And that's not just here in our country, But I see stats from Argentina here and stats from the country of Turkey. Japan also has a problem. At any rate, you look around and you know that you're going to be spending more money. And so maybe if there's a word to the wise that's sufficient here, it's don't go crazy and charge a lot of stuff up on your credit card that you won't be able to pay for. Or it'll cost you a lot in interest because their interest rates are still, 26%, 27%? How much do you pay for your interest on a credit card?
For a credit card? Probably in the upper 20s, right?
Yeah. All right. For those of you who think there are a lot of problems in the world that we have to solve, radio stations are great for having. We have public service lines. Like every once in a while, either a station that's carrying this program will get a call or I will get a call on our line here. Now, we don't use the phone much anymore. And frankly, one of the reasons that I don't use the phone much anymore is because this call that you're about to hear is too typical of the kinds of calls that we would get to the radio program.
Please supply this island with benches for old people to lie down on. We need more garbage cans and more bathrooms all over this island. That's our suggestion. Other than that, we love the show. I love your station.
That was when I was on Kauai last week. Some guy called in while I was here. Said we need more benches and more toilets. There it is.
Yes, we do.
What can we do to make life better on the island?
Start a campaign.
That's right. Exactly. Uh-huh. More benches. Actually, it is. I've talked to more people. I never really paid much attention before. I've had this radio station with these partners for, I don't know, 3-4 years. And I'd never been over to see the station. It was kind of fun. You saw my picture taken in the station at the studio with my friend Larry. And the studio is kind of, you feel like it's a real radio station. And people paying attention to radio because there aren't a lot of, you know, this is an island in the middle of the Pacific, all the Hawaiian Islands, but it's not built up. It isn't like the main island where there's these tall skyscrapers and things. It's a very subtle, subdued island, very peaceful, quiet. And that's why people like to go there. Maybe we're spoiling it by telling too many people about it, but at any rate, kind of a neat place. 18 after, this is the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
We're going to need to fire up the plow. The big one.
Forecast is 6 feet of snow and 66 new customers for Trent Snow Service.
Hey, Terry.
She needs more drivers before business melts away.
What do you mean, Dee can't drive? I thought he was certified.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you. You're welcome. Hello, and welcome into the DJV program. How do you do? I'm Doug Steff, and Jennifer Horn and I are going through the Twitter account here, the social media, see what people, all the things that we talk about on the air, as I say often, with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and you, are things that are trending basically. Things, sometimes we find a little stuff off the board. But here's Martha Stewart making it today, Jen. Martha is off the market. Not that we were worried, although I think some people thought she was had taken a shine to Puff Daddy.
They're best friends, I think. It's not Puff Daddy, it's Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg, okay, him too. So, anyway, it shows how much attention I pay to that stuff.
I'm sorry, that she should have a boyfriend.
Yeah, well, she's 80 years old. She's done a lot in her life. I've often thought she was quite attractive, frankly. She doesn't talk much about her romantic life, but she did apparently open up on some level with some of the people that she's been, that she's had in her life. I didn't know that she had a thing with Larry King. I didn't know that. I didn't remember that at all.
Is that true?
Yeah.
What a weird combo that is.
Oh, yeah. Really weird. Yeah, that's not a, No, anyway. So anyway, she has, she told Andy Cohen, who's really quite a bright spot, I think. I like Andy Cohen. You like him? Do you like Andy Cohen? Yes, no, maybe?
I like that show a lot.
His personality is kind
of... Yeah, he's kind of fun and warm, yeah, definitely.
Right. Anyway, so he asked her on the podcast about her romance, and she said, quote, "I thought we were talking about journalism."
Nope.
And then she got to talking about her amorous adventures. She didn't really share any other details about her time with Larry King, who's been gone, almost a year now. But said he was one of the nicest people to ever interview her. She was married for 26 years to a guy named Andrew Stewart, and she kept his name instead of going back to her maiden name. I find this interesting. I always thought she was of Eastern European. Her maiden name is Kostra, Kostrya. Didn't she look like a Slavic? She's big and heavy, big, broad. Yeah, that look on her face.
I love how you talk about women. You know women love to hear big, broad, and heavy.
Well, I don't know about heavy.
I mean, I know those are good defining words for you.
No, anyway.
So, it's like, I like that look, but, you know.
Right, yeah. So she talked about who she was married to. She said that she's got a relationship, but she didn't talk about her boyfriend. So for those of you who are let down because you don't know who Martha Stewart's boyfriend is, it will remain a mystery All right. Now, moving on to George Clooney and his latest. He turned down, this is another one of these interviews. He was talking about all the jobs he's had and jobs that he didn't take. And one was for $35 million. How about that? He confided to the interviewer, this lady, about a $1 million payday he turned down after being asked if he was content with the fortune that he's built from his career. And also, didn't he sell a wine business for like $200 million or something?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of money. He said, I was offered $35 million for one day's work for an airline commercial, but I talked to my wife about it, and we decided it wasn't worth it. It was associated with a country that, although it's an ally, is questionable at times. Well, you don't have to think too hard about that.
Yeah, right. Well,
so imagine, it probably was what, Dubai and Emirates, right?
I would imagine.
I guess, right. But I'm offering somebody $35 million for a commercial that would take you a day to film.
It wasn't worth it.
What's out of balance there, in a manner of speaking? Yeah, it's not like you needed the money.
Good work if you can get it, I suppose.
It's nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Okay, so guess what? I'll volunteer for that. Send me the info, George, will you please? And Jennifer and I will do it for half price.
Half the price?
Half price. 28 past the hour.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock. R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
It was 80 years ago today the United States was forced into World War II when Japan attacked the military port of Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. In a radio address, August 14, 1945, Emperor Hirohito urged his people to accept the surrender. Back to 2021, a former D.C. National Guard official alleged that top Army generals lied to Congress in their testimony regarding January 6. Colonel Earl Matthews, who was serving on January 6, alleges in a memo that the official version of the military response is worthy of the best Stalinist or North Korean propagandist, and that the Pentagon Inspector General's November report on it features myriad inaccuracies, false or misleading statements, or examples of faulty analysis. The DOD continues to stand by its report. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It was 80 years ago the United States was forced into World War II.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation, and at the solicitation of Japan, was still in conversation with its government and its emperor, looking toward the maintenance of peace in the Pacific. Indeed, 1 hour after Japanese air squadrons had commenced bombing in the American island of Oahu, the Japanese ambassador to the United States and his colleague delivered to our Secretary of State a formal reply to a recent American message.
On August 14, 1945, the world learned that Japan had surrendered, effectively ending World War II. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Improving your mental health, hopefully your mental attitude as well. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here with me. Victoria is out ill. And Jane, even though she's contributing to our discussions, the social media department is not able to connect because there are tornado warnings and the power is out. Imagine, I saw something on the plane, Jennifer, last week when I was coming back from L.A., it was a weather overview of what it has been like, you know, because there's so much focus on the weather, focus on climate change and all of that sort of thing. And so what really, how, and when you look back at the history, the records of weather and what has been found by drilling holes in the core of the earth as to what the weather is all about, there have been some really severe, like when I was in Hawaii last week, one of the things we were talking about was the weather. And as it happened, the day I left, there were early winter warning signs, 100-mile-an-hour winds on the top. It wasn't like there was snowing in Honolulu, but some of the mountain areas are, you know, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000.
Yeah.
I think there's one that's 13,000 feet. And so you get up there, it gets cold and windy
cold
and snowy. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the winter that we're having right now, we're actually not into winter until, well, we have winter.
Isn't it the 21st or 2nd?
21st is the first full day is 22nd. of winter. So it's just for Christmas. But we've had a lot of varying weather, a lot of wind and rain in the northwest, as has been the case. There's a widespread heat wave that is roasting a lot of the country, actually up into Canada as well. There are a lot of temperature records that have been shattered. So this is a warming, pattern. So it'll shorten the snow season, because already, normally there'd be a lot of snow in the Colorado mountains and up in Montana.
They haven't been having much. I heard not a flake has fallen in Denver, right?
No, Yeah. And this time of year, usually there's a lot. British Columbia saw its highest temperature ever, recorded during the month of December over the weekend, 72 degrees, which is 200, this is an area 250 miles east of Vancouver. That would be in Saskatchewan, I think. So that's the record for the month. If you look at the numbers specifically, temperatures across the plains, in the Rockies, central states, 35 degrees above average for this time of year. Four states, in fact, have tied or broken records with the warmest temperatures seen during the month of December. They are Washington State, Montana, Wyoming, and North Dakota. The, let's see, going back to Denver, they pick up heavy snow usually right at the beginning, about this time before winter officially starts, and then at the end they get blasted too. But there hasn't been any, as you said, measurable snowfall so far. It's going to be in the 50s here where I am on the farm today. Cloudy, a little bit of rain here and there, down into the 40s again tomorrow, the 30s on Wednesday and Thursday, back up into the 40s on Friday. It was just kind of normal for this time. I'm still doing haying on the farm, which is fairly unusual. We've done it this late, but we normally, well, we just keep going until the snow stops us from being able to get on the land. But at any rate, the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center says that we're going to have a milder than average winter. The lower 48 says, now that's changed Farmer's Almanac. Remember we talked about this about a month or so ago, maybe a little more than that, when the Farmer's Almanac came out for the winter, said the forecast is going to be horrible, it'll be cold and miserable and snow, and now no.
Do they get it wrong often?
Yes, pretty much. Yeah. Well, it depends on which one you're looking at. There's the old Farmer's Almanac and there's the Farmer's Almanac. The old Farmer's Almanac, now I'm going to confuse them myself. One of them gets it wrong most of the time. One of them gets it right most of the time. But they have both suggested it would be a cold winter. And that's not jiving with the National Weather Service's prediction center, which says we're going to have milder than average conditions during the next couple of weeks. It's going to be maybe be a little cooler this coming weekend and then warm up before Christmas. Remember when you were a kid? Well, you don't, because you're in Los Angeles. I remember when I was a youngster, Christmas was awful.
Gotta have a
snow.
White Christmas.
Oh yeah. My God, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Now,
I would definitely romantic to have that white Christmas.
Oh yeah.
I think as a kid, I would have killed for a white Christmas.
Right. Yeah, very cool. I remember when Miles came here for his first Christmas, he thought it was fabulous because he'd never seen snow before. Well, kids grow up in California, they don't see any snow. Now, back to music, if we may. I can sing. Well, here's the choice. All right, Jennifer. Oh, no. Lady's choice. Either I can sing a Christmas carol to go along with the theme from the last half hour. We were talking about wanting to have more variety, newer Christmas songs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So either you can listen to me sing or the new Ed Sheeran Elton John song, which I heard yesterday for the first time. This is a new single called
Merry
Christmas.
Do I want Doug or Ed Sheeran? I'm going to go with Ed Sheeran.
Are you?
A tough one.
All right, here we go. Ed Sheeran and Elton John. New song just out called Merry Christmas. Certainly can't mistake Elton John's voice. Merry Christmas, everyone. Imagine, just think about this for a second. Here's a guy that's 78 now? I think he's 77, 78, 79, somewhere in there.
Yeah,
this guy has had such a beefy voice all his life. And when you listen to him sing here, he still has the same tone and timbre and strength to his voice. Crank it up again, Phil. Will you present? That's Ed Sheeran. Do you know what comes to mind of all of the, when I was a disc jockey, I played your song and some of the early Elton John songs with some regularity. But when he sat at the piano in the church at Diana's funeral, wow. Isn't that a
1,000%. Well, that's my favorite. That Candle in the Wind is my favorite Elton John song. I know it's kind of silly because there's probably other stuff that music snobs would love, but I just think that song is so beautiful. And then when he did it for her, it was like, not a dry eye.
Yep, fabulous. So anyway, this sounds like a nice Christmas song. It's a hot song being played by all the AC stations, all the Christmas stations. So you'll hear a lot of that song, and it's good. It's kind of, that speaks to, and thanks to Mike for reminding me of that, it speaks to what I was saying about let's get some new Christmas pop hot Christmas
something
songs.
Different.
Yeah. Gas station prices.
That's a fun one.
We've talked about the price of gasoline in California. I was talking about it being as about as expensive in Hawaii as it is in California. Which doesn't say much for the Californians.
Sorry, Hawaii.
Cost you a buck a gallon to get the gas over there. But there's also a question when people go, you know, you see a variety of prices. Some of them are what they call unbranded stations. And in California, I don't know, I look at the 76 stations and the ARCO stations. They're usually more expensive, if I remember correctly. There's a couple of brands anyway that are
cheaper.
Way more expensive. But then there are the independent retailers who have gasoline that is oftentimes 3, 10, 15 cents cheaper. I can find it around. So the question has been asked, which gasoline is the best quality? My answer to you is there isn't any such a thing as best. There used to be. There used to be when there was a real delineation between the refineries and who owned them and where the petroleum came from. But now everything is the same. So don't kid yourself when you go to you think you're getting less quality because it is less money. No, not the case. When you go to the mobile Exxon station, especially, I never, ever, ever go into a mobile station. They don't have Exxon stations anymore because they sold them. They didn't want to compete with each other. So they sold, at least in my neck of the woods, the Gulf, which is a regional brand, bought all of the old Exxon properties. And then there's Safeway, which is what took over Amaretta Hess. And anyway, the point is that it doesn't make any difference. The gasoline that's sold in our country meets minimum requirements set by the government for the number of the octane and what the additives are supposed to be. So there is no difference between brands. None. Zero. Whatever you put into your car's engine. What I used to say, and I'm not sure I still agree with what I used to say with regard to whether the 87 octane is the same as 89 or 91. A lot of people use, in my pickup truck, I have a 20-year-old Ford F-350 with a gas engine. And so when I put 81 in it, it pings when there's a load. I'm carrying something heavy. So then I sometimes put 89 in it, not often 91, but the ping goes away with the this extra, what's it called? There's an extra, there's something extra.
You're on your own. Remember. You're on your own.
Yeah, I know I'm on my own with that one. But I'm trying to remember, you know, with all the people worried about electric cars and fuel economy and trying to save money, the additives, though, there are detergents. The refineries fill up tanks. You'll see a tank farm. And on one of the tanks, it'll have a Shell emblem. In another tank, it'll have a Mobil emblem. In another tank will have a Gulf emblem and so forth and so on. The only difference is what they put in them for additives. They do that. There's some detergents and things that help clean the engine or the system out. But the higher standards, the top tier fuels that you would use in a BMW, let's say, or a Mercedes or Range Rover or something like that that prevent carbon buildup. I don't use those. I use regular in my car, 87, and it doesn't.
I use 87 in my Lexus, and I don't.
Yeah, I do in my Range Rover, but I don't in the truck because it seems to be different. And I'm now trying to find. Isn't additives that I was looking for? It's the what the 81 and the somebody will send me a note. I know. Anyway, the top tier in terms of how much. Is, you know, there's a website called Top Tier Gas. You can find updates as to the brands and what the additives do. It's octane. That's the octane rating is the word I was looking for. 87 and 91, you know, that's the octane rating. That's what keeps the car from pinging. But according to, the tier review, if you will, 76 ARCO and Citgo are the Citgo is a regional brand. The DJV download, a couple of the recent downloads. What have you done for me lately? We discuss politicians and election cycles and who's running and why it is that things work the way they do. We also have on one of the recent podcasts Alec Baldwin's sort of a synopsis of the interview with George Stephanopoulos about the Rust movie. That's there. Also, the year of the shortage, we summarize in the podcast that's out there now what you're going to find and how you're going to find it. And the usual rant and rave for me on China. So check it all out. The Daily DJV Podcast, the download is at djvshow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Colleen, can you run back and wrap that? No, oh, you've got a customer.
The holidays came early for the Hendricks Boutique.
Yes, we'll be open even later when it gets...
They'll need a temp fulfillment manager to tie up the holiday loose ends.
I need some more help at the register. Somebody? Oh, Sherry.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
53 after the hour now on the DJV Monday program, and the list is in. I have Tommy the K is in a jam today, so he can't do the money pit, the normal money pit report. But the money pit got me to thinking, because I had seen a trending article on the plane as I ride. I'm always dangerous when I take a long plane ride because I read lots of stuff, and it always filters its way into the program. This was a list of people who are very wealthy that live in rural areas of America, smaller cities, mostly because the lower cost of living. Now, somebody that's really wealthy, why would they care? Well, a lot of people who are, you know, hometown guys like to stay in their hometown. And so I looked around at the richest families in the country, who was on the list and where they lived, et cetera, et cetera. In terms of wealth in general, the top 10 wealthiest people in the world, all men, mostly Americans, because America gives you the opportunity to do those sorts of things. And so when I look at the list of the top 10, Larry Ellison is at 10, Larry Page is at 9, Steve Ballmer is at 8, Carlos Helu, H-E-L-U, a couple of Mexicans on this list. He's one of them. Mark Zuckerberg is at 6. Amaracio Ortega, another Mexican, is at 5. Warren Buffett is 4. Bernard Arnault, I don't know who he is, Bernard Arnault, is 3. Bill Gates, his name is William Henry Gates, the third, he's 2. And Jeffrey Preston Bezos is number 1. But if you look at around the country and where these people live, the richest people, for example, the Gillum family in Alaska is the richest up there. The Shane family, the U-Haul company, worth $8.5 billion there in Arizona. The Walton family, Arkansas, that's, you know, Sam Walton and Walmart, they're worth a collective $163 billion. The Zuckerbergs, who run Facebook, husband and wife, $74 billion. They live in California. In Colorado, The Auschwitz family owned a lot of telecommunication, media and stuff. $12 billion. They're the richest people in that state. Connecticut, the Sackler family. Those are the people that cheated with the Johnson. Remember that story, that whole story about how they were being sued and they put all their money someplace else? They're no good. The Gore Textile Company in Delaware, that family's worth $8.2 billion. In Florida, it's the Peter Fly. The Peter, I don't know that family. They're in the brokerage business. That makes sense in Florida, right? All the old-timers down there who are investing. The Cox family own Cox Broadcasting. They're worth $33 billion bucks. Let's see here. In Hawaii, it's the Omidyar family. Maybe this is, I'm looking around at where most of the rich people are. And each state obviously has its rich families. But it's interesting how it changes from like Iowa, the richest family is only worth $3 billion. And in Kansas, the richest family is worth $103 billion. And that, you look around at some, that's the Koch family, at some of these different, and in like North Dakota, the Tharaldson family owns a lot of motels and real estate, $900 million. That's it. The wealth is different the way it's spread. I find it interesting. The Mars family in Virginia, the candy company, $89 billion. They're actually worth more than the Hershey family, even though Hershey sort of got the jump on Mars. Hershey was much earlier on the scene in terms of developing good candies that bear the family name. Let's see, what else have we got here that's of interest? In West Virginia, the Justice family, they're coal miners. Isn't it interesting? They're worth a couple of billion bucks. That's right, still have coal mining in Virginia. Well, a lot of estates, but one family owns the mines. Normally, it's some big conglomerate that owns them. In Wisconsin, the Johnson family, the household product company, they're worth $30 billion. And let's see, North Carolina, the Goodnight family, they have software and analytics. They're worth $10 billion. Anyway, I thought you'd find that to be kind of interesting as you look at what it is this is conversation. People love to talk about people who have money, right? Who are the top 10 billionaires? Who are the wealthiest people on earth? Who are the wealthiest people? Who is this, the richest? Is wealth, and see, I always differentiate between the word wealth and the word riches. Because you can be very wealthy, you can be with a lot of money, but riches, are you rich in character? And do you have a great sense of humor? Are you rich in, what I'm saying, in terms of being a good human being? And there is a big difference sometimes there, depending on how much money you have. All right, a couple of observations here at 59.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.